Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Good. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Old S.O.B.
B.B.
You ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
We did it.
Happy birthday, Gary.
After 40 years and 40 nights.
It's been a while. Happy birthday, Gary Mark.
Happy birthday, Gary Brad.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Sean?
Trey.
No, Trey.
No, Trey. No, Sean.
Sean. Well, guys, Sean's in the hospital, so
yeah,
that's why
right.
We haven't been able to do
He's
this for
fine.
A while.
He was depressed because we have not podcasted in...
We had to put him away.
...quite a while. The last one you probably heard was the live one.
No.
Well, that should be up before this is up, right?
Well, it depends because I have to work on it.
You may or may not have heard the live show. After that, just a...
We don't know.
Just a litany? Is that a right word?
A litany... A plethora?
Plethora?
Plethora, yeah. It's a plethora.
You're
a
using lot. At least one of those appropriately.
A bunch.
A bunch
of shit
it's a bunt.
Happened, kept us from making any happy birthday Garys. We got angry complaints from everybody.
Oh, yeah. People were mad.
I got a lot of emails.
I got a Facebook thing.
I got a 5, which is a lot.
People who didn't listen were complaining.
Right. People I didn't know who did listen were complaining. Corey was okay with us not being on the air.
Why don't you guys just keep not podcasting for a while?
I toyed with the idea of like, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to go down to the Corey Hodges, those guys.
Sounds like something Corey came down with.
No.
Corey Hodges. The Corey Hodges. It's whenever I get in such a foul mood, I just can't leave the house because I'll punch somebody for being stupid.
But guess what? We're back.
We're back. We did it.
Without Sean.
Guess who do we have? You said his name.
We've got Trey McLarnon. Hello, Trey.
Hi, guys.
I don't think that's how you say his last name.
McLarnon.
No, that's it.
I've been saying it wrong.
He's intimidating. He's an intimidating figure because he's
huge.
Huge fella. He's bigger than Mark, who's himself a big fella.
Gigantic.
And
I scare people.
Well, you know, I think it's just, I feel like maybe you didn't want me to bring him into your home.
No.
You like to know that you're the biggest guy in the
house.
He's
the only person who's been bigger than me in this home ever since I've
been
here.
That's what I think happened. And I'm like, oh, fuck, should I do?
Yeah, I really can't think of someone bigger than me that's been here.
I can't think of anyone bigger than
massive.
Me. Bigger as a superstar.
Well, yes, I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
He's gonna not this one, but the next Ultimate Comedy. Trey is gonna be the headliner. So
wow,
it's gonna be a good deal.
Let's promote it.
Feel comfortable, buddy.
Yeah,
just
no,
feel
I'm good.
Comfortable.
Do you fit in that seat?
Kind of.
Yeah, I don't really fit in it
no.
that well.
I smell his whiskey. What yeah. is that? Is that bourbon? Is it?
Well, it's all whiskey.
Is it all a whiskey? Yeah.
All whiskey, all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon.
Wow.
I think that's the
correct.
Distinction.
Has to be from Kentucky to be bourbon.
It's got to be brown to be whiskey, right? That's
probably
Crown
true.
Royals are risky. Risky.
It's a risky. It's a risky drink. Don't drink it and drive. Don't have the Crown Royal to get behind the wheel of an automobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like all scotch is from?
Scotland.
Scotland. There you go.
Okay. And they don't call it scotch.
What do they call it?
They call it whiskey.
They call it here.
Yeah, and they call all American whiskeys bourbon.
Yes.
Well, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very good trivia, though.
I drank a lot in Scotland. That's really the only reason I haven't.
You were in
that
Scotland?
Yeah, I've been to Scotland.
How was Scotland?
It's great.
He's so much better than
golf?
Us.
I did not play any golf. I've never really...
You know...
He's too good for the show. He's,
he's too good for a lot.
Let's
of
break
stuff.
It down.
He's a
he's
lawyer.
A,
he's,
a,
he's
a lawyer.
A,
he's wearing a collared shirt.
Yeah.
Black slacks, gray socks.
He's got it.
Black dress shoes. This guy's. He's got a watch on, Brad.
I'm worried.
You don't.
That,
you don't even
that,
own a watch.
I don't own a watch. Why would I have a watch when I have a phone with a? Even when people wore watches, I didn't wear a watch. I had a pocket watch.
Yeah, I never wear a watch. You know why? I don't care what time it is.
Because I do what I want.
Yeah,
when
I'm where I want to be when I want to be, and nobody gonna get my face about it.
I hope the last podcast goes up because that was like it's Jesus. Well, Mark was trying to download it.
Yeah,
I think I have him do it.
I have a copy of it on my computer. It's a WAV file.
Well, everything was coming up Chinese.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I think I...
Which reminds me of how long is Chinese?
Yeah, hey, Trey, how long is Chinese?
How long is Chinese?
Yeah.
Like the alphabet?
Well, or how long is Chinese?
I'm gonna say 50,000.
Trey. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How long is Chinese?
30 minutes.
All right. Let me not ask you a question. Let me put it as a statement. Trey, how long is Chinese?
Yes, he is. That's right.
You get it? Get how it? Long is Chinese? No. That's his name. How long?
You know.
Am I the only one who's been in sixth grade in this bunch?
I remember that.
It's good.
That reminds me, at the end of this podcast, we're going to have a special debut.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that?
Dropping of Chicken Chow Mein from the new Berserk album entitled
Half Class Meatballs.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to do at the end of the night? I'm going to take some of those meatballs home and eat them.
You're going to eat those meatballs?
I'm going to eat those fucking meatballs.
Will you take a picture of you eating one of those meatballs?
Yeah. Oh, can I be in the liner notes with a picture of me eating a meatball?
If you can take a picture of you eating meatball and email it to me tonight, yeah. You can.
That probably won't happen, but that'd be great.
If you do that.
Oh, man.
I'll just put a text in there saying Brad ate the meatball. Don't worry. No meatballs were wasted.
Look, I know they're starving children.
Can I give you guys a piece of advice, though? Don't go on a Subway and order a meatball sandwich without bread.
Oh.
That will.
How did that go?
Well, there's a little. I'd like a meatball sandwich. What kind of bread you want? I said, can you put it in a bowl or something? I don't want any bread. Because I wasn't going to eat this. What kind of bread?
No bread.
I don't want any bread. I just want the meatballs. That's all I want. What kind of bread? And she started pointing at the pictures of the bread.
Was she a different ethnicity?
She was some kind of Indian. Okay. Or
some kind.
At some point by your accent, she's been black and Chinese.
She was a black chink. I hate to say it that way. But
she was a blink.
She's a blink. No. No, she was Indian.
You turn and she disappears.
She can grant a wish if you catch her. If you step on her shadow, she can't escape.
I think what she, once I left, I think what she was trying to say, and maybe I was an idiot, what she should have said if she knew our language was, we don't have any bowls here.
Oh.
So you have to have it on bread, otherwise I can't put meatballs on a piece of
just hand
paper.
How did you get the meat? Did you ultimately
just get the sandwich?
Like,
you know, just give me white.
Fuck, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what do you want on it? I don't want anything on it.
I don't even want this.
I told her I didn't want anything. Guess what I got on there?
Cheese.
No, one tomato.
She, on her own.
What? Well, she started making mine instead of the ladies in front of her, and the lady's like, yeah, I want tomatoes, and she just started putting tomatoes on the meatball. And then she freaked out. I was like, that's okay. Just leave the tomato.
I don't even want this.
Just leave the tomato there. I'll throw it away at my
house. Keep giving me food I'm going to throw away.
So that's just a friendly piece of advice for anyone.
Oh, wow.
Go on a Subway.
Well.
Sorry, did I remember
the podcast? No.
Trey, have you ever done that at a Subway?
No. I've eaten a lot of meatballs at a Subway.
I can't eat the Subway meatballs. You know why? The weirdest burps you ever get in your life.
Oh, those are true.
After you eat those, the weirdest burps.
I haven't had a meatball sub in a long time, but I used to love them. I used to work at a pizza place where we would make meatballs.
Like real
subs.
Meatballs.
Fuck yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's what
I
want.
I try not to go to Subway at all now. Like, it's miserable.
I don't know.
They just opened one right across the street from me, so I'll go get a steak and cheese or a spicy Italian. I'll do it. I mean, yeah.
How you been, Mark?
I've been great. You know what? I went to a fantastic comedy show last night at Zany's.
Oh, boy, that show.
It was the Nashville Stand-Up Showcase show.
Yeah.
Headlined by Sean Parrott.
Sean Parrott is a headliner. Sean Parrott headlined The Last Ultimate Comedy.
He's
exploding up everywhere.
The Last Ultimate Comedy? Oh, okay. I was out of town. I was in Kentucky.
He did pretty good, too. I was worried.
Oh, I was nervous for him.
Because I featured for him. I went up right before. Were you there last week?
No, I didn't go. Well, I don't like to go.
There was a lot of vets. There were a lot of older people there.
Oh, I think they were all wounded veterans.
Were they? Because they were all...
Like, even the young people kind of had a limp. And,
yeah,
you know, they
and they
were
all
kinda...
had, like, nurses with them and shit.
Yeah,
is
so...
it part of that charity? Was it the wounded
veterans? I don't know.
Program?
I think it was.
No, I think that's just Sean's fan base.
You know, I saw a thing, actually. There was an attorney who was going to do a fundraiser for wounded veterans where they got to shoot guns.
What?
And it seems like the worst fucking fundraiser or program for wounded veterans, like to take them back to a place of violence. Like,
do you go to... I got an email from this guy, Josh Belcher. Do you know him? He's like a new...
Oh, yeah, I got that, too.
He's got a new guy, and he put on
Something about somebody who died or something?
Yeah, someone died. Oh, died in, like, Iraq.
And they did a comedy?
And they're doing a comedy benefit
for
him.
I don't like that.
And I wrote him back, and I was like, I we'll send you money,
yeah,
or something. But I don't know, man. That just does not seem.
Not an environment for
it's
joke
not
telling.
Really, yeah. Like, what are you going to roast the guy? What the fuck are you supposed to do? Like, his widow is going to be there and their baby. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I should have got Damien and Naya to do a set there. He has that great joke about, well, he's dead now.
Yeah, I could do my own bit about how stupid it is to
go
to the army. No, it's just a...
Wait, do I remember that?
Yeah, it was about the army recruiting ads. Yeah, I should do it. God damn it. Should have done it last night with the vets. Actually, I did some pretty raunchy shit.
You were. Can I be honest with you? That may have been the most vulgar joke. I loved it. It was funny.
It's probably
it's the most vulgar joke I've heard in a comedy club. Not like in an open mic environment or, you know, at the end or
really,
Springwater.
It's
but
probably the most vulgar joke
that's ever.
I have. Top to bottom, it's vulgar.
Yeah.
But I think it's still okay. I mean,
well, you know,
not okay in the sense of like, it's not for the sake of being vulgar. You know what I mean? It's not just dirty.
Right. It's very funny.
It's got
I mean, it's
message.
Hilarious. I mean, I think it's so funny. I don't.
Well, I wasn't going to do it because I did an Ultimate Comedy. Did you know the joke, the black on blonde joke?
I don't even think we should do it on the podcast. It's so vulgar.
It's pretty vulgar. And you may have seen it.
Trey. I don't know. If you've done it at Ultimate Comedy, I've probably seen it.
It's got elements. Oh, it's pretty vulgar. Anyway.
It's got everything. It's got like
got everything.
Anything you can say sexually that's disgusting
but it's all,
and offensive and racism.
But
which
it's all necessary to the joke.
Right.
None of it is
it's not fluff.
Gratuitous.
No.
I mean, in a sense
well, a little
it is.
Bit.
Well, the doing the joke at all is gratuitous, but like none of it is superfluous. There's none of it who's...
It's all like, tied together. It's like The Wire. It all connects.
Yeah. But it is probably the dirtiest joke. It's at least the dirtiest joke I have. And earlier in the day, I texted Chad Ryden, friend of the show, producer Chad Ryden.
Owner. He owns the material.
Owner of the
comedy podcast. That's where the only place you can hear this.
He
rights.
He also, you know, MCs this Zany show. And I was like, hey, man, do you think the black on blonde joke is too dirty for this? And I usually don't ask that, but it's particularly vulgar. And he's like, no, do it. I'll be pissed if you don't do it. And I was like, all right, well, I was just worried that...
you asked Chad Ryden. What's Chad Ryden
going to
say?
Well, I mean, it's his show, and I... Well, the thing is, I don't want to get down there and, like, get
He's
him
all
in
about
trouble.
Say what you want.
I know. I just wanted to sort of at least touch base with him. And
good call.
And, you know, I didn't know maybe Bates was going to be on the show and bring his whole church group or somebody like that. I mean, I have some degree of respect. I would never tell him, but I'd be like... If Johnny W. or actually, John Thornton was on it. He's training to be a pastor or whatever.
Yeah, which is surprising at least a little bit.
Can't tell by his material. It's very vulgar.
Everyone
I'm just kidding.
Pretty dirty. Well,
he's clean.
But like Gary Fletcher, friend of the show, got up there and he was right out of the gate
he was pretty
dirty. So
yeah.
I was like, well, this is going fine.
Does Gary have clean material?
Not really.
I don't think so.
I haven't seen any.
Not much.
I think he's only got that one setting right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's still new.
Yeah, it's
new. He's new enough to where it's a thing. And I'm actually, I don't know. Sean got a lot of laughs of talking about how dirty I was. But the funny thing is Sean talked about butt-fucking a lot in his set, but he talked about butt-fucking a lot anyway.
He says it all the time here.
It's like, I think people thought he was making fun of me more than he was actually
making
fun of me.
But he's being himself. It was the first time he was ever himself on stage.
He was so fucking funny.
It was hilarious.
It was fucking great. And I don't think anyone got too terribly...
No, everybody laughed. That was the thing. They laughed at your material, and they laughed at him. So it worked out, but... Sometimes
it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
When you see people in walkers and wheelchairs at a comedy show, usually they're uptight.
You're like, I'm going to back off the black.
But you guys just...
But fucking, yeah.
It was... Everyone had a good time. I don't think anybody would complain.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's cool.
You should come out. You should get on.
I'm not depressed that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of bummed out.
Well, guys, I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's get into it,
buddy. Trey, this is probably new to you, but sometimes I have dreams, and I... tell Mark about them, and he helps interpret my dreams, helps me understand myself.
We go to a level that most people can't get to.
It's pretty good. So Mark, help me figure out what this dream means, all right?
Okay.
All right, I had this dream. Let me have a drink of water.
Yes, take a little sip.
Let me get ready.
You look parched.
Mm. Okay. So in my dream, it's a sunshiny day. I'm sort of in a house that doesn't have a really... a roof or all the walls.
I know what you mean. I'm
and
there with you right now.
It's a pleasant day. My family's about me. And I'm me, right? I'm a human. But I have tentacles. Instead of arms, I have...
Oh, yes.
Like squid tentacles. But like dozens of them, you know? And at some point, I lay down in the grass. And you know how, like, you kind of put your arms behind your head?
Uh-huh.
And, like, you fold your arms behind your head and you kind of lay back in the grass? I did that with my tentacles. They all weave together. And like, it's so comfortable. And I'm, like, almost sitting up, almost like those things in the 70s with the big pillow with the arm rests on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah, like the couch pillow.
Yeah, what do you call it? The husband? What do you call it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
love seat.
Pockets on the, no, it's no, like it's a husband. It's like if you took a Lazy Boy and you cut the chair part off and it was just the arms and the back.
Oh, yeah, Lazy Susan.
Sort of like...
No, that's...
It's a fucking thing. So I weave one of these behind me out of my arms and I just pimp back. And really not much else happens in the dream, but I have these tentacles, guys... What is that?
That's
is
so
that?
Easy. All
right.
Let me ask you a question. Before you relaxed and you with your family, what was your state?
What was my state?
Were your tentacles all over the place, kind of?
Like
out?
Writhing?
Like spread out, like not...
I wasn't even really aware that I had them until I looked down.
Okay, yes.
So it was like they were natural. And like when I sat back and it was like, this is weird to me. It was like so natural. This and when I woke up, I was disappointed I didn't have tentacles.
Here's the meaning of this dream, Brad. You're trying to be too many things to too many people.
Oh, man.
You're spread out. You're trying to touch everyone's life. You're trying to be that person for everybody.
Yeah.
And you know what you need to do? You need to lie down in the grass. And you know what will happen? It'll all come together. Focus on Brad for a little bit.
Okay.
Find peace in yourself. And all your tentacles will just mesh together.
Oh, wow. Mark, see what he does, Dre?
That's pretty powerful.
Any dreams right the you want it. Interpreted? That's what I do.
He's pretty good at it. Do you remember your dreams generally?
Not a lot. See, I have sleep
apnea. I was going to ask you if you could interpret my dream. There's no way it would be better than that.
No. So, it would have ended probably more vulgar had I interpreted it.
About
the veterans.
It would have ended with you trying to touch too many people at once, and that would have been inappropriate.
Oh, you know what I realized about those veterans? They probably wanted to leave, but they couldn't walk out.
I was like, what, no standing O? How are we doing on measures?
5'18".
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have dreams?
Not for the most part. I used to, when I was younger, I had a recurring dream.
Yeah.
Where I was being chased by the devil. And like your normal, like, cartoon style, like...
Red guy with
the pitchfork and, like, the hay work or whatever. Like,
and you
like,
probably were running really slow, but he never caught you.
Yeah. And then it would reach a point where I would reach a cliff. And I had to choose whether or not I would let the devil catch me or kill myself.
Leap of faith.
And I jumped every night. And I would actually wake up on the floor. Like, I would have fallen out of the bed. Like, I jumped off the bed.
Whoa.
And I had that dream every night for a week. And then I never had it again.
Well, Mark, what does that mean?
Well, it's easy. I mean, this is a classic. People always have one where they're trying to escape and they can't escape. And then they come...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they
got the falling element in this dream
and as
the chasing element.
And what Trey is dealing with is his humanity.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with it's really a subconscious realization that life is not forever and that devil chase is your entire life. And at some point it is going to end.
Yeah.
You will end your life here. And you had that dream as a young person because you can't really fully understand the concept of death at that age. So that's how your subconscious dealt with knowing that at some point you are going to die.
I was about 7.
Wow.
So, the weird thing, my brother, who's 2.5 years younger than me, when he got to be the same age, he had the same dream for a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty normal. That's pretty normal.
I used to have the same dream on Halloween of a witch that was... made out of a broom, like it was a straw witch. And I would have that same dream, and I assume it has something to do with Halloween decorations, or it would bring it out of me. It was never really that bad, but... Well, thank you, Mark, for helping us figure out...
Does that help, Trey?
It does. I actually feel relieved.
Here's one thing. If you would have flown instead of fallen, you'd be immortal.
You blew it, man. Yeah.
But you can't do it. You can't control it.
You dropped the ball.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah,
I really could have used some immortality. Like I felt like.
Well, no, you can't. We all fall.
Let me tell you something. And this seems like bullshit now, but like at the end of the last podcast, literally the day after the podcast, I got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. And I liked her. I still like her, but we broke up.
Oh.
We broke up for like a day, and then we got back together, and then we broke up again a couple days ago, and now the podcast's back. And I'm wondering if it's like, is it just not, you can't have a podcast and a girlfriend at the same time.
It's true. I've tried.
And I don't know what lineage this is going to be when people are listening to it, but it was like, what, a good month went by.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. It's because I didn't have these speakers. I've had these for
a
month.
It was the last show we were posted. It was February. Oh, it wasn't the Christmas one. It was one. We did one. Yeah, February. So it's been a while, but yeah. Like right the day after that and then like a few days before. Oh. So I know it sounds like I'm making it up, but I did, guys.
Basically,
she was just here. You missed her.
We don't podcast when Brad has a girlfriend. Yeah. That's the rule.
If the world is a safer place when I have a girlfriend, though. I know that.
Why do you say that?
Well, people get fucked. Things, bad things happen.
When you
I'm
don't?
Single.
Well, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Sean's glad that I'm...
Did Sean didn't like her, did he?
It's not that he didn't like her. Sean doesn't like happiness.
Oh, he didn't want to see
around
happy.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think on some level, it's like he...
He doesn't
well,
listen.
You know, when your
it.
Friend gets a girlfriend, you see them less, and you're like, yeah, it's fucking, you know?
Yeah, I don't really have to deal with that. I don't really
well,
have that in my
married.
Life.
You got a whole thing going on, you know?
I don't really get too close to any one person.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if I'm just ever going to be able to work anything out with anybody. You know what I mean?
No.
And I think that, like, I'm fucking... There's my question to you guys. And I want you to think about this and honestly answer what you think. Can people change?
No.
No?
No, Trey? I don't really think so either.
People can't change?
Let me change. No. You can't change your personality.
Right.
You can change behavior.
Okay.
Incrementally.
Yeah.
You can't say, today I'm this, tomorrow I'm going to be all the way at point Z.
Because the problem that we had was just, I think, fundamental personality. Like, it was just, I'm an abrasive person. I'm very smart ass, she's a New Yorker. She's, you know, and we would just sort of like, on some things, just get to this just impassable kind of like, I'm mad and she's mad, you know? And I think just so early on in the relationship, it's just, you shouldn't be fighting like that.
No, you're not early on. No.
And I think it creates a difficulty because I think most women would disagree with the sentiment. I think most women think that we can change. And that
but
you
do you
can
think is that true or is that wishful thinking?
That's true.
I think that they believe that. And because if you try to present it in a logical manner, like if there's something that you're doing that they don't like and you offer to modify your behavior, like Mark was talking about, they don't. That's not enough.
Right. And I feel like any argument I would make to the contrary would be like I'm trying to make excuses or something. You know what I mean? Like, well, what if I would? But I'm thinking it's like, I think personally, most, like 90% of conflict is misunderstanding, right?
I disagree.
That's because what I said was. But I mean, I think that if I never meant her any ill will or anything like that, if she knew what was in my heart when I was saying things to her, then she wouldn't take it the wrong way.
Maybe 90% of conflict is in the presentation of the counterpoint.
Well,
because sometimes I know the minute I say something in a certain way to my wife, that just started a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but if I would have said it differently, it would have just been.
And I'm not saying that this happened with this girl, but I've been in relationships, and I'm sure you two have also, where
it's quite generous.
Well, look at the size of your fucking shoe.
God. Yeah, it's
that's
big.
Like something in a fucking. That's, no, look at the size.
I'm really like a
shoe.
Small monster, really, than a large human.
Don't
like,
honestly, piss him off. He will kick you in the face. Put your face next to that shoe. You would be able to see your face.
Yeah.
What kind of a cock are we dealing with here? This has got to be a 14.
It's coming out before the end of the podcast. Yeah.
Oh,
guarantee
shit.
It. Would you say 14 pounds? Like, you didn't go for size or width.
No.
Weight alone.
I don't have the tools to get...
comparing it to bass.
I've got to submerge it in water and measure the displacement. What the fuck was I talking about before I got distracted by the notion of your cock?
How you're never going to be happy.
Yeah, I'm never going to be happy. Well, no. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone who you're always in trouble with?
Yes.
And it's like they like it that way.
Oh, yes.
Like, they will deliberately misinterpret something you say or take any opportunity to twist what you say into something offensive so they can be offended and then you're in trouble. Because when you're in trouble, you have to be extra nice and you have to be on eggshells and they get special treat. Do you ever been in that situation?
It's like it's a power play.
I don't think those kind of girls ever liked me.
Yeah.
Like the girls who would do that would ever like me.
Her name was Bethany. That was the
Bethany?
Yeah, Bethany.
I remember her.
Bethany.
I remember
her.
Yeah,
she was a disaster.
She was really? Like that?
Oh, terribly like that.
I don't remember her.
There's a hole in my apartment that's covered up by an office, that's what she said sign.
Mm-hmm.
That I punched in the wall from just a conversation that we had. And I'm not I'm a pacifist.
I hate when people
I'm
bring
not a
that
violent
shit
person at all.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't been in a fight since I was like 12 years old. I don't believe in violence. And we got an argument about soup.
Yeah.
And I punched a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh,
that's awesome.
I apparently was cooking Campbell's soup wrong. It's like there's not a special fucking method. Like you just
heat the broth.
You just cook the soup. Like we got into a fight about that and I punched a hole in the wall. And so I was wrong even to the level that I couldn't cook Campbell's soup right.
Yeah.
And that was the level of it. And anytime I would try to call her on any of her bullshit, she would always say,
turn around on you.
She'd always say, well, you knew I was crazy when we started dating. I'm like, that's not a fucking justification.
I don't play into that. And
it's insanity. It's
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
That means that she's aware that she's being unreasonable. She's aware that she's being a psychopath and continues with that behavior despite the knowledge that she knows she's being unreasonable.
Yeah. Out of respect to Katie. I don't want to get into specifics about what we were going on and on about.
She's a nice enough girl.
She's a nice girl, and you know, I hope
we
her
wish her the
happiness,
best.
And yeah. I hope. But like, yeah, and do we need to take a break for phones?
Real quick.
All right.
Sorry, guys, we're back.
All right, sorry about that.
Stressful.
Let's change subject.
Yeah.
Do you know what I had for the first time in my life? You'll never fucking guess.
Diabetes.
A food product. Oh. Nope. For the first time in my life, guess what I had.
Big Mac.
Nope.
Corn dogs.
Nope.
Peeps.
I'm going to give you three examples.
Okay.
And you tell me which one you think that it is. Bacon, scrambled eggs, pancakes.
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never my whole fucking life had I ever had scrambled eggs.
Was it a game changer?
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm allergic to poultry.
Okay.
And if I eat like egg whites or boiled eggs or hard-boiled eggs or whatever, I get kind of, not as bad as poultry, but I get kind of that, you ever get like something, you're not 100% allergic to it, but you sort of get that swelling in the roof of your mouth? Like,
no.
Sometimes I eat peaches and things like the feels like the spit glands in the roof of my mouth swell up or something. Like, not the same as when my throat closes off when I eat the, there was nothing to eat in the house and there was some eggs and I was like, you know what, I'm going to scramble these eggs. Because I can eat a brownie, and there's eggs in brownie. I can eat a fucking cake, which is weird that you put meat or basically in your cookies and things. Anyway, I was like, I'm going to eat some eggs. See how it goes. Take a little sample. If I die, I die. I don't care because nobody loves
your
me.
Your life is over.
What the fuck point is there?
Just eat these eggs and end it.
Eat these fucking eggs and die. A mouthful of fucking eggs and a belly full of fucking sadness. But I loved them. I was blown away. I've been missing it. 35 years young, and I never had scrambled eggs.
Were they with cheese or just regular?
No, just a little bit of buttery Pam in the pan. Okay. Scrambled them up with some pepper, salt.
Uh-huh.
I've made them before. I've made omelets before. I've made shit, but I've never eaten. I've probably made 100 omelets in my life. Never ate one in my life.
I cook eggs. I'm awesome at making eggs. My wife loves my eggs. I don't eat them. I don't like them.
Really?
They're just disgusting.
That used to be my thing when a... Back in high school, whenever we'd have parties and shit,
you're the egg
morning,
guy?
I'd omelets.
Me too.
Party omelets?
But post-party omelets, next morning.
Oh.
Hangover omelets.
Oh, okay. I was.
What do you got? What do you got in the fridge? We don't have anything in the fridge. The fuck you don't? You've got some cheese, you've got some eggs, you've got some ham. Sit the fuck down. What do you got? An onion? Sit down. A little bit of milk?
Sure.
Salt, pepper?
Yeah.
Butter? You got an omelet. People would be like, wow.
You get electricity in this house? We're eating.
Do you have any heat? Yeah.
You got a lighter?
How are we doing? Oh, guys, are you ready to launch into which is better?
Absolutely. Do we need theme music?
We need theme
music.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Even if he's not here.
It's outdated.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, which is better, Marvel versus DC?
Easy.
I don't know, Mark, if you'll even care about this. I figured I'm going to take advantage of Trey McLarnon is a big comic book nerd you're saying his from name way right. back. Trey McLemire.
Yeah, McLemire. That's it. Coach Alabama State.
So, Marvel comic books, DC comic books, gut feeling, which is better? Mark.
A strictly comic book or movies, TV, everything?
Genre. The whole thing.
The universe. Products, yeah.
DC Universe, Marvel Universe.
Gut feeling, Marvel.
Okay. Trey?
It's a tough, but probably DC. I've got to give the edge to DC.
Okay. The more I think, I go back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm edging towards Marvel.
Can I give a frame of reference?
Yeah.
If you asked me this when I was 12, easy, DC.
Really?
Yeah. As a kid,
quite the opposite.
I was the opposite.
Because I was more,
how
old?
Up to 12 and younger, DC. But by the time I got to about 14, I switched to Marvel. I went 100% Marvel.
I did hear a very young recording of you talking about Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
I would have probably been the inverse.
Or the Joker.
Yeah.
Or somebody like
that. So you used to like DC, then you liked Marvel.
No, I used to really, really like Marvel.
Yeah.
And then I switched more to DC. Like, I used to be, like, I thought Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four were the coolest shit
That
had ever happened in the world. But then, Superman and Batman, Green Lantern.
When I was a kid, I never read DC. I read Marvel. I read Hulk and Spider-Man.
Thing. Yeah.
I liked Batman, everything, but it wasn't really until later that I got in.
See, I probably bought comics. I'm older. I was in the 70s buying comics, so like Batman and Robin and Superman were huge.
Well,
and part of it is too, probably I'm tainted a little bit because Marvel Marvel went bankrupt when I was a kid. I mean, practically.
Well, they had to how old are you?
I'm 29.
You're 29. Get the fuck out of here. How much more successfully is the
29-year-old?
Look at this. He's got a 17-pound cock. His shoe is huge.
Think of how big his dick will be when he's 40. Be 36 pounds.
He put the hole in his wall with his dick.
Yeah.
I got really horny one day, and I fucked my house. Had to pick up a home pregnancy test. Hey. Remember that joke?
Yeah, I like it.
I had an old joke that was
basically
that joke backwards.
I remember that.
But yeah, so when I was younger, Marvel was really struggling financially. And so they were just putting out fucking everything. Like, shit. Like, they would just...
Anyone,
I could have written for Marvel at the time. Like, as an 8-year-old, they would have just been like, we just need to put stuff out. Yeah. Like Punisher fought ghosts and shit during that time. It was just crazy.
I remember... Really, fuck, it wasn't until... a long time before I started realizing that the writer is who you need to pay attention
to. Yeah, it's totally different.
To me, it was like, oh, here's Batman. I like Batman. I would read one. I'm like, this is shitty or this is good. And it was all dependent on who the fuck was writing it. I never even took that into consideration. I looked at art. That was all I cared about, who the artist was.
Right.
Not really what the story was, which is stupid, but I never thought about it.
And DC has really like a lot of exclusive contracts with better writers now than Marvel does.
Well, yeah, but that's what we're going to find out.
All right. Now. I don't want to jump into the questions.
It's going to be a lot of, read comics anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll still get this.
I'll figure it out.
All right.
I'll still judge it.
Okay. Who had better name alliteration? All right. Here's some DC. Clark Kent, Lois Lane, Lex Luthor, Wally West, Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Guy Garner with super names are Wonder Woman, Blue Beetle, Big Barda, Miracle Man, Martian Manhunter. There's a lot of that. DC. Are there any more DC?
Alliterations
that I'm forgetting?
Sure, yeah. There's got to be.
I don't know.
Well,
here's
Marvel.
There's not a lot of them.
Marvel had Peter Parker, Reed Richards, Sue Storm, Bruce Banner, Scott Summers, Stephen Strange, Matt Murdock, Daredevil, Silver Samurai, Silver Surfer, Super Skrull, Black Bolt, Bi-Beast, Green Goblin, Mole Man, Doctor Doom, Fin Fan Foom.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Big
one.
Who the fuck else?
Well, see, here, Marvel had the better name alliterations, but the problem with it was Stan Lee couldn't remember names.
Yeah.
And so he did it because he can't fucking remember because he's a fucking old person who can't remember shit. And so he named everyone with alliteration so that he could guess at what their names were.
He can't remember Bruce Banner.
No. So it would have been Bruce Wayne fucking would have escaped him.
Was it for his own sake?
Yes. He couldn't remember the character names.
Because that always bothered me about Hulk. It was David Banner on the show.
Right.
And it was Bruce Banner. And I heard they changed it because they said Bruce sounded gay.
Yeah. Well, it kind of does. Bruce
is a gay name, yeah. I guess.
Hey, Bruce.
And I mean, he changes into a guy who loses his shirt. I mean, that's kind of a gay thing in and of itself. Like,
yeah, but he loses his shirt, but his pants grow with him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, don't even.
Come on, Brad.
I'm going to say Marvel had better alliteration.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Now,
do I get to answer this one?
Well.
Yeah, please. You don't need to. Yeah.
They're both stupid.
I don't think there's no other. That's a thing, though. What the fuck is the deal with the. I hate to say what's the deal with. But seriously, it's like, who else does that?
Well, people who are appealing to 12 and 13 year olds with 75 cents in their pocket.
Is that the thing? Yeah. I mean, yeah. I understand, like, Blue Beetle, or, like, if your super name, you know what I mean? Has alliteration because it's your nickname, kind of, or whatever. But like, yeah, Reed Richards, fucking every, you know.
Yeah, but I have an alliterative name. My name is an alliterative name.
Trey McLarnon?
No, that's not. Trey's not my name. Marshall is my name. Marshall McLarnon.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Marshall McLarnon. Yeah. You don't go by that?
No, no.
Why not?
Eminem? Get the fuck out.
No,
of
that's town. It. Yeah, that's it.
That's why you don't do it?
No, I was always Trey from when I was a
McLarnon,
kid.
I'm assuming, is a Scottish name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a confession, too. Mark isn't my first name.
What's your first name?
Annie. I'm Annie Anunson. Legally. I changed it a few weeks ago.
My last name...
In preparation for this podcast.
My last name isn't Edwards. It's Bembergast.
I thought it was Pendergrass.
It is, but I was trying to be illiterate, too.
Oh.
Illiterate. I am illiterate. Sorry, I didn't mean to make a joke, guys.
It's hard to be funny.
It is for me. I mean, so I was fucking this butthole the other day. Who had hotter chicks?
Oh,
Marvel.
Marvel, yeah. That's easy. Come yeah. on. That's yeah. pretty easy.
DC didn't really have much.
Wonder Woman.
You got Wonder Woman, that's it. You
Wonder
like
Woman,
one.
Who's probably the hottest.
Jaina?
Yeah.
What do you got, Jaina?
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Who else was there? Hawk Girl wasn't really hot. She had wings and a mouth.
Oh, yeah. Who's the like Amazon
scary,
chick?
Scary thing.
Who's that Amazon chick?
Yeah, that's Wonder Woman.
No. There's a chick who wore like a leopard unitard.
Oh, Giganta.
Giganta.
Yeah.
She wasn't very... She looked like maybe like Daphne from Scooby-Doo, just like
there was
bigger.
A Cheetah Girl.
Cheetah Girl.
Or, yes, her name wasn't Cheetah Girl.
Oh, I don't know. I might have to...
Oh, yeah. Catwoman's
pretty
hot.
Catwoman's
pretty
hot.
Okay, wait a second.
Wait. Yeah.
Wait. Poison Ivy's pretty hot.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
I might have to change my...
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go
not,
DC.
Let me, well, let's see. What does DC? Marvel even have? Marvel's
Mary Jane?
Got... Yeah, Mary Jane.
Gwen Stacy.
I was just thinking superhero.
Those are just hot girls, though, yeah. That were in the world. Let's I mean, like...
Who's the...
DC's
chick,
got a lot
who's
more
the chick
fetishes.
Daredevil liked?
Elektra.
Elektra.
Yeah, Elektra.
Yeah, she was a ninja, so that's something.
Well, she wasn't really hot to me, though.
No. I liked her. I like Mexicans.
I guess the... Storm was hot.
Storm.
Kitty
Pryde. I don't know who the other...
You know what? I'm
going
to change it to
wow,
DC.
Wow,
DC.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't wow. think about it.
Now, the Emma Frost was hot. Marvel had that going.
Yeah, yeah.
And she could turn into diamonds, so you didn't have to buy her anything.
That's
so that
true.
Was nice.
And they're all cold, man.
Oh, what about that blue chick from the X-Men who can turn into whatever?
Oh
Mystique.
Mystique.
Yeah.
She could
She'd
be hot.
Be the perfect girl for because
she could be whatever
yeah.
you wanted.
Yeah. I've thought that through.
You're missing Katie, you just say, hey, Mystique, you know.
Oh, man.
You're missing Katie. Mark, you just...
Yeah, just turn her into...
Whatever.
You want to see Trey's 14-pounder, you just...
turn into Trey's cock.
Everything yeah, you want.
Just she can't turn into me. Just
yeah,
turns into
just
cock
plastic
alone.
Man.
It's not enough yep. of her.
All right, who had better stories? This comes down to, you know... I guess, like... the story, the origin of Superman is a great story.
It is a great story.
The story, the origin of...
Batman.
Spider-Man is okay. You know, Batman's a great
you know,
story.
I don't like the origin of Spider-Man or the origin of Batman.
Well, you don't?
No.
I think the origin of Spider-Man's kind of
it's
okay.
It's the same as Batman, kind of. Well, I mean...
Well, Batman's is like... He was rich. His parents... There are a lot of elements came together
well,
for Batman to be
Batman.
Batman
and Spider-Man pretty much had the same drive to get into the crime-fighting business. Like, they could...
Sure.
They could
I guess I'm thinking about the way he got his superpowers.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, their motivation.
Yeah, the great power comes great responsibility.
He didn't give a shit, and then his dad got... His uncle got killed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Batman's kids, his father and mother were murdered in front of him.
Well, I think that,
well,
like...
But Batman and Punisher are kind of the same.
Well, as far as... Batman and Punisher are a lot alike.
I don't know anything about Punisher.
Punisher's family got killed. Not his parents, but like he was the dad and his wife and his kids got killed in front of him. And then he...
Shot everyone from there on.
Fucking Punisher Max is fucking... Well,
it's good.
We'll get
don't know anything
fucking,
about it.
It's Punisher, the old school Punisher. Like Trey was saying, like he would fight Green, he would fight Spider-Man and shit.
Why?
He was like, well, because he was punishing people he thought were criminals. But later, Punisher Max exists in sort of a world where there aren't even superheroes.
No, no.
It's just like like Batman Begins, where it's like, if there really was a Punisher, just if there really was a guy who just, there's no magic anything.
No.
Except for maybe an extraordinary ability to get over fucking devastating wounds. But like, it's just like a guy who just kills drug dealers.
I like
shit.
The Punisher t-shirts. Those are cool.
It's a cool logo.
It is a cool logo.
We'll Sorry, get to logos later.
But better stories. I don't know. I feel like DC probably.
Yeah.
There are a couple of good Marvel, but like a lot of the Marvel's ones were like accidents. Like, well, I mean, there was a I lot mean, of radiation about,
right.
in Marvel. Like,
see, I like
the Fantastic
that.
Four got exposed to cosmic radiation yeah. and got powers. Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider, got powers. Hulk, radiation bomb, got... Everyone
right,
was
right.
fucking radiation.
Well,
which was fun because...
And I've heard theories about the, like, throughout time, like long, long ago, people were like, whatever's unknown is what is interesting and scary.
Right.
So, like, you know, primitive man was like, ooh... There's some island where there's all this crazy shit going on,
right.
you know? And then later it's like, well, there's this planet where there's crazy shit going
right.
on. And then, like, we didn't understand much about nuclear bombs and shit. So
right.
that's when, I mean, you got Superman back from when everything was from space. And then you got, like, Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk, the Fantastic Four, all from the radiation
right.
time when it was like, that's, and now... It's all genetics, so that's why everybody's a mutant, because of just genes and shit. That's what's
yeah,
because
they're messing with DNA
because
and stem cell. And...
But I think that's sort of a cop-out for Marvel, is it like, they're mutants. They're just born that way. It's like, you don't have to come up with an origin story.
Right.
Which on the one hand is cool, because how many crazy fucking chemical accidents can you have?
Right.
But on the other hand, come on, fucking come up with something.
Here's
what
I like about that, though. Like, as a kid, you're never going to, you can't fantasize about yourself coming from another planet and coming to Earth, but
right.
you can fantasize yourself about getting bit by a spider and having those powers. So I think they
yeah.
tap into that. Hey, you could put yourself, you could project yourself better into that
yeah.
well,
than you
and,
could.
And that's something they actually did a lot. Like that's one of the reasons that Spider-Man was so popular, is because he was one of the first heroes that had actually a full mask.
Yeah.
And so anybody could be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You could all of them, like the
We're
black kids,
Spider-Man.
White kids, whatever. Like you,
yeah.
you could all be Spider-Man.
Right.
Like Superman, you got to look like fucking Superman. It doesn't
yeah.
work.
Yeah,
like,
well,
be...
I've never understood the whole Lex Luthor, the smartest guy in the world, and fucking his girlfriend, the fucking investigative reporter, cannot tell that he's Superman.
It's the glasses.
Like, I mean, it's like
glasses.
It's like Hulk's pants. You just got to let it go.
You got to accept yeah. it.
All right. Better stories. DC.
I think DC.
I go Marvel.
DC.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
It's just my preference. It's not, I don't hate you. I don't dislike you.
Well, all right, better characters, better, and I'm talking about the heavy hitters. I mean, there's billions on either side, but...
Yeah, they get shittier, like, the farther you go down.
Yeah, but I'm saying on the one end, you've got, let's say, Avengers. On the other end, you've got Justice League. I mean, there are a lot of great characters. There's a Captain America, there's Incredible Hulk.
Are you talking about individual characters? See, like, when I think of DC and the Justice League, I think of them as a team, and they all
right.
have individual
yeah.
strengths.
I've
They're
always
all good
thought,
at something. Where
I've always preferred Justice League over the Avengers.
Yeah.
Maybe not if you break them down into individuals.
Exactly.
But
as
like,
a team.
Avengers always seemed like bullshit to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I've always thought the Avengers... Like, that's the problem with Marvel, is so many things in Marvel feel like ripoffs of DC shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Avengers feel like a Justice League ripoff.
Right.
It's individual characters in there feel like ripoffs. Like Punisher is Batman. And,
yeah.
You know, even, like, the first family, I mean, the Fantastic Four.
Right.
Like, there was fucking Plastic Man and Elongated Man in DC
right.
before. Like, they were shitty characters, but,
right.
like, Marvel made it cooler, but...
Well, there's
got...
there's some, like, just sort of powers that, like, there's ice powers. There's fucking, on either side, there's 10 people with ice powers.
Right.
You know, on either side, there's, well, Human Torch, the original Human Torch was a fucking robot.
Right.
You know, and God, that was like the fucking 20s or so. It was, like, so old. And,
I go DC.
My point was.
I go DC.
DC characters.
Yeah.
There's
more, I think there's just more, like, variety. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like you can group them together to make... like a better team. Like even the Fantastic Four, I mean those powers are just kind of like, it seems like it
I was never that into Fantastic Four, really.
Oh, and I loved Fantastic
Four. I mean, I read them, but I was never that...
I love the cartoon from, like, the late 50s, early
60s. Oh, yeah. Where they had a robot instead of a Human Torch.
Yeah. And it just started, every episode was like, Hello, True Believers.
With yeah.
Stanley. I loved all that
And they
shit.
Had, like, a flying car, yeah. like, a topless...
The Fantastic Car.
Yeah. Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but couldn't Thing turn back into a regular person
yes,
in those?
Yeah.
On that one.
That's what I liked about
there
it.
There was even at one point, he had a ring or something where he could like, yeah, he would turn into the Thing and then he would turn back into. That would be fucking great. But then later they kind of made that part of the tragedy of it is right. that like he couldn't turn he, back.
You know,
couldn't
and I think that it's strange because I think that a lot of the Marvel characters have a depth to yeah. them that a lot of the DC characters don't have. Just if you look yeah. at them on their face. But the problem is the DC characters, I feel, have developed more because they've been written by better writers
mm-hmm.
over longer periods of time. Like,
well, I mean, aside from Batman, yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, like, I mean, Batman's feel like the exception.
Superman, I feel like, is like Harry Potter, where he's the guy, but I don't give a shit about Superman. You know what I mean? Like, Harry Potter is like the main character, but like, he's just in interesting situations and he's whatever. But
kind of
like
Seinfeld.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Where it's like, He's fine, but like Superman is like I don't really ever feel any sad for Superman. No, like when he died, I didn't give a shit
yeah.
really.
And I'm a big Superman fan. Like he's probably my favorite
right, I'm a big
superhero.
Fan.
But it's interesting because you don't care about what happens to him. You care about what happens to everyone around
right,
him.
Right.
And it is kind of weird.
I mean, Batman I care about.
Right.
Spider-Man I care about. Hulk I care about. And I guess my top.
Why do you
like,
care about Hulk?
Well, Bruce Banner Hulk.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because that to me that's a story. That's a like, all right, here's a guy. He turns into this monster. That's a, ooh, okay. You can tell that story fucking over and over
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spider-Man, who I really like, you know, I mean, like.
And the fact that Spider-Man's stuck as a teenager forever makes me, as I get older, care less.
You know, in a way, but also he Spider-Man also has a hot wife
yeah.
now, a hot chick. He can at any time kind of walk away from his situation where the Hulk can't. Superman really can't. I mean, I guess he could, but like Batman can't because he's so, that's who he is.
Right.
Spider-Man kind of could take it or leave it. And I mean, I'm talking about this. These are my, well, I guess my top four would be Batman.
Sorry. I didn't mean to yawn. Trying to hide.
She tried so hard. If Mark had a superpower, it would be to get through this conversation. All right, better writers.
We need to make the next 13 minutes. Just
okay,
fly.
Yeah, we got to get this going. But everybody's going to want to know who my top four were, so let me go back to that.
Yeah, we better do
obviously.
That.
All right, better best. Who had a better best?
Better best?
By that, I mean the most powerful. Like for DC, that would be Superman. Or... arguably, Swamp Thing. You know,
some people.
Some people would say Swamp Thing. Yeah, oh, possibly. Look, Sean Parrott is here,
Swamp
everybody.
Thing.
Sean Parrott showed up.
That's
just,
okay. Just throw that poker table
anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say. You know, the most powerful Superman in DC.
Well, who's the most powerful Marvel character? Even
it's probably Franklin Richards.
I forgot about.
They've always said Franklin Richards is the most powerful, and that's kind of lame. It's like a little kid.
Who's the
Galactus? Maybe
Galactus is pretty powerful.
Yeah, Galactus,
Silver Surfer.
That's what I was saying.
Mark, hey,
yeah,
happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday. No, I gotta plug it in.
Check.
Sean
check.
Just showed up.
Checking.
Everybody at home.
Check.
He's not working.
Check. Guys, keep going. Don't.
All right, no. So who would you think has the better best?
Character. I think Superman. I mean,
Superman's the
best.
DC,
yeah,
Superman's
Superman.
The best.
Yeah, Superman
is. And he has everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
Superman
he has every power ever.
Well, Sean, yeah. you showed up just in time because the next question.
Yeah.
Better movies.
Ooh.
Better
thank
movies,
you for
which
being
is
here.
What Sean.
This
excels
is just
at.
Me. I think Spider-Man 2 is the best comic book movie that's ever happened.
That's pretty great.
It is really good.
That is my
Alfred
opinion.
Molina is
Alfred
top
Molina
notch.
Is fantastic.
Why some other good movies.
The old heartstrings.
Why is everyone kissing that one's butt?
But I feel like...
Well, yeah, it was a good one.
I like it because it's my favorite.
If you look overall at all of the movies, though, I feel like DC's got better movies. Like no Marvel movie to me... I mean, Spider-Man 2 is really good. But mm-hmm. the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, like, there's no Marvel movie at all that's as good as any of those.
Well, when I think about...
I think they're
good. The
but...
good
for me, Spider-Man 2 is just
it's really good.
Here's Spider-Man
because it's comic booky.
Okay.
I thought
I like the X-Men movies.
I like the first two.
Yeah, but the third Spider-Man movie is terrible.
The third Spider-Man movie is terrible.
I like the third Spider-Man.
It's all right.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did like
You're
it.
Just being a contrarian.
Really? No, I really did like it.
But there's a lot more. When what you happened look at the Marvel it? Movies, Ooh. There's a lot more of Electro.
Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
No, I believe
Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
It's just shit. Just real shit movies.
Well, I mean, here's some good
Punisher,
Dark Knight was a good
Punisher.
Movie.
Dark Knight is good.
Superman was a good movie. That's a DC. Superman 2 was
Superman
good.
Superman 2 is the best.
Yeah. Blade 1 and 2 was good.
Superman 3 is terrible.
Blade 2 is fantastic.
Iron Man 1 and 2.
Iron Man.
Those are good. Yeah.
The Spirit.
No,
did anyone
Iron Man
like The Spirit?
I haven't seen it. I've heard it's really bad.
Well, the thing is, I've never really read the
terrible.
Spirit comics, so
don't
it doesn't
like
matter.
Sin City is pretty fantastic.
Sin City's
amazing. But that doesn't count as either, really. DC or Marvel.
I went to see the third Spider-Man. This is my main Spider-Man 3 story.
Yeah.
And as he does in every movie, Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man cried like 1,000 times
sure.
in the movie.
Right.
And every time he cried, a guy behind me went, "Man, Spider-Man don't cry. Man."
So how did that not make it awesome?
Of course he does.
Spider-Man don't cry.
Sounds
That's
great.
Not their fault. But that movie was a piece of crap, though.
Oh,
they put
yeah,
too really. Many villains.
No, I like that. I like a lot of action. I like
Sandman.
Sandman was great.
You could have
I like
Sandman.
Sandman. I wish it was a Sandman movie.
We've had this whole
but,
fight.
But maybe. I can't say that Venom, I want to say Venom is probably one of the worst villains ever in comic book history.
Yeah?
I hate
Oh,
Venom.
Really?
First of all, his creation story in the comics is shit.
It's so convoluted.
Superman, or not Superman, Spider-Man was on another planet, mm-hmm. and his suit got torn.
He went to Secret World.
Secret World.
Secret World Wars.
Sounds like a porno
yeah.
place.
And so he's in the Secret Wars, and his costume gets torn. And then Thor points him towards the new costume machine, and he fucking gets in it and gets the black Spider-Man costume, and then learns later that it was not a costume, but an alien symbiote.
Right.
That's Venom. That's the shittiest story.
Well, but then it starts to kind of mess with his
kinda,
head.
I think that's
yeah.
kind of cool.
He gets rid of it.
And then
Eddie
Brock
is
yeah.
his enemy too. It is so convoluted, and that was so hard to put in the movie in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're like, whatever. A meteor hit his scooter.
Yeah,
and now Spider-Man of all people,
and then
it's a magic suit.
And then Venom, like the dynamics of even like the they both hate Spider-Man just completely falls apart, and Venom just runs around and goes, "Yeah, brains," and like that's it. Like that's
yeah,
all Venom
yeah,
is. It's dope. Useless.
Brains.
I don't care.
Brains
about
are pretty good.
I hate him.
Zombies seem to.
Who had shittier movies? Superman 3 and 4.
Pretty
bad. Unwatchable.
The Dolph Lundgren Punisher, though, is really bad.
Is it bad?
Daredevil
is
and
really
Elektra.
Bad.
Daredevil was
terrible.
God damn it.
Catwoman's terrible.
Catwoman
fighting
is really
on the
terrible.
Fucking seesaw.
Batman 3
yeah.
is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't like
3.
Fantastic
and Batman
Four.
And Robin was
I wouldn't
awful.
Say Fantastic Four was shitty, but I didn't
Oh, they weren't good. They definitely were not good.
Mm.
Either
I feel like,
one of them.
I like them.
I feel like both of them have
Did you see
mostly terrible movies.
Yeah.
Did you see Captain America? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, that they kept trying to show
oh,
on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
It's unwatchable.
Yeah,
they
really
say,
so
they'd go. They kept trying to shove it down our throats, going, okay, but after the Hulk comes this Captain America movie, and it was
yeah.
unwatchable.
It was so bad.
They
show, oh, the first Hulk that
oh,
they
the first
made
Hulk
was a
is
piece
really
of
bad,
shit.
Really
yeah.
terrible. The second Hulk I thought was okay.
Yeah.
It was a better movie.
It was
Did
one
we
of those
answer?
Where, like, 45 minutes into it, you're liking it, and then all of a sudden you're like, what? Okay, what? Why? It's just kind of
Why is Nick Nolte here?
Did you ever see Steel? Which was
yeah.
Which was a
was Shaq in that? Was
it was Shaq?
Shaq
yeah.
Was Steel? God,
now do you remember the old Flash TV show?
That was
yeah.
good.
That was great.
No,
that was like
you're remembering it differently.
No, that was good. I like that costume too.
I remember liking it when it was on, but that,
remember,
that has no.
I
bearing.
May be remembering it.
Well,
bad.
Do you remember the live action Spider-Man they had for like three
mm-hmm.
episodes? That was terrible.
Oh, yeah. I remember Spider-Man being on Electric Company. That kid show.
What?
Do you remember that?
Remember that?
It'd be, like, so shitty. Like, Spider-Man would be, like, he would do, like, a flick, like he's shooting his web out of his wrist, and then it would cut to, like, some bad guys. Like, and I mean bad guys as in masks with, like, striped bank robber suits
sure.
and shit. And,
and
then, like, just an
just...
obvious volleyball net
yeah.
thrown on him.
I remember that. Oh.
Remember that shit?
Oh, you're messing
God.
With my mind right
oh,
there.
That was,
thought about that, and...
that was so horrible but great. That doesn't count as bad, though. But there was a live... Besides that?
Yeah, besides that, it was one of those other CBS things that kept trying to push.
Oh, no.
And
well,
could,
that's where the Spider-Man song came from? Wasn't that the theme song of that? Spider-Man.
Well, no, that was, that was the old cartoon.
That was for the cartoon, too?
Now, I will say the original Marvel cartoons has the best theme songs ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Spider-Man.
Bruce
and the
Banner, changed my game.
Yeah, and then the Iron Man, the coolest cat with the heart of steel. Man.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who oppose his shield must yield. And the red and the white and the blue come through. Captain America throws his mighty shield. And those old shitty animation where it was like basically... basically, someone like holding a comic in front of a camera.
Yeah,
like,
animated comic. And they had the Tony Stark, he makes you feel he's the coolest cat with the heart of steel. Yeah. He's Iron Man.
Yeah, I remember those.
That's great.
I love those.
All of those were good.
Well,
all
right.
But the live action Spider-Man, you could tell like when he was climbing up a building that he was crawling on the floor.
Yeah, yes, I remember that.
That's what they did on the old Batman, too.
Yeah, they did the fuck out of that skit, though.
That was a campy show to begin with. This was like a nighttime drama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
No,
I might remember that.
It's really bad.
It was all about that era where like right before the Dukes of Hazzard broke out and Friday nights they just kept trying to...
What
other, do superhero
who
stuff?
Who else had a? Well, there's been several incarnations of Superman on TV. There was old black and white. There was Smallville. There was Lois and Clark.
Right,
that was horrible.
I never got into any.
God,
of those.
I remembered Lois and Clark being good, and then I got the DVD and watched it, and I think that I was functionally
happens.
Retarded
yeah,
I when I thought
when that
was good. It's really bad.
I love the old Spider-Man, Superman. I grew up on that with what was it, George
Reeves?
Reeves, yeah, he was great.
Well, I loved the Batman cartoon.
But
the Batman show, I didn't until later. Well,
I
when I was little,
show.
I loved it. Then when I got too old, it was too dorky for me. Then I got that it was sort of supposed to be dorky. Then I was okay with it. But
did you ever see that movie?
Oh, like Adam. You're talking about Adam West, right?
Yeah, Adam West.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you ever see that?
And the first cartoon, the animated series, is pretty good. Batman, the animated series.
Yeah, the animated series. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. That was
I mean, for the first like five seasons. Then they ran out of shit. But what were you saying? Did you ever see what movie?
The Batman and Robin movie from like 66 or 67.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Awesome.
Batman movie where they're like at the end, they're running out of the bomb. We had this talk, didn't we?
Yeah,
like,
we probably did.
All right, next question. Bigger dick.
Ooh.
Marvel.
Does Marvel have a bigger dick?
Yeah, they got the Hulk.
Doesn't DC have the guy who can...
Still small.
The Indian guy who can get bigger and bigger and bigger?
Marvel has Ant-Man.
Yeah,
they do have Ant-Man.
Who is also Giant Man?
Giant Man, same guy.
They also have the Anti-Monitor, who probably has the biggest dick.
Oh, the Anti-Monitor. Galactus has got
a huge
dick.
Got the bigger dick. Yeah, DC doesn't have a whole lot of
Giant. I think
Galactus
Hulk probably
controls
is
Silver
just
Surfer,
dick.
I think.
He just turns in.
We're not counting Watchmen as DC.
No.
So, yeah, I'm going to say bigger dick.
Marvel.
Goes to...
Yeah, it's got to be... it's got to be.
This is the only one we really... Well, no. All right. Next question. Which matters less to Mark?
I like them both a lot. I mean, me and the wife love going to see those Marvel movies that come out. She really likes them a lot.
Yeah.
I like them.
Are you guys both excited about Thor?
No, not so much. But we'll
go see it.
I'll
see
it.
We'll go
see
it.
Excited about Cap?
Yeah, we'll go see it.
Okay.
That'll be a Saturday thing.
Okay.
We'll probably go to Baja Burrito.
Oh, you guys love Baja Burrito.
We saw Trey there once.
Yeah.
Really? How'd just that once. Go?
Do they have a shrimp taco?
I hope not.
You don't like a shrimp taco?
Oh, no.
They got a fish taco.
He doesn't like anything that comes from the sea.
If it lived in the water.
Oh, that's right.
Susan gets the fish tacos.
I love a sea.
Whoa.
The sea's delicious.
It is delicious. Everything from the sea is delicious.
Everything.
Not according to Marvel.
All fucking oils.
Boots. Yeah. Fucking just muck.
All right. We better keep moving.
Yeah, we got to do this, guys.
Better symbols. DC has, of course, the iconic Superman S and the Batman.
Yeah.
Bats.
Yeah. I feel like the Superman
Flash
S is
Flash.
The best one, right?
What about?
And the Green Lantern logo is really
Green
good,
Lantern's
too.
Green Lantern's logo. X-Man, I mean, there's
legs.
The X-Man X. I don't...
The X-Man is X. It's just kind of an X.
Well, you get the
Punisher.
Wolverine, you get the
Punisher
Wolverine scar thing. You get that.
Well,
But I think the Punisher logo is really the only logo they have to compete.
No.
I think they'd lose.
Yeah,
I'm going to
talk about something.
Yeah, the Punisher is fantastic.
Something
though.
You can put
that's
on
yeah,
a belt buckle and people would know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think DC.
Nobody would be able
DC,
to know.
DC.
Yeah, but the Punisher one's so sweet.
It's
though.
Really good.
That cool skull.
Yeah, they've got the Punisher skull and the Captain America shield.
Okay,
and
Captain
like,
America
that's,
shield. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it. I mean,
like
the Spider-Man thing's kind of lame.
Yeah.
But it's just
stupid
Spider-Man's
Daredevil,
logo
stupid
is sort of his
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man logo would
You're
be
terrible.
Like a,
the
a picture of
terrible.
His mask. It's kind of not really a
right.
spider.
Well, I mean, he has the chest logo, but it's just
yeah, but it
shitty.
Changes from suit to suit.
And it looks like just a, like a Halloween decoration for the most part.
Okay, DC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better toys and action figures. Well,
guys, Marvel.
This one.
Oh.
Without question, Marvel.
Well, you know, ooh, the thing what I like about the Marvel was the Build-A-Figures. That was always good.
They were good. And the Marvel Legends.
Yes.
Are the best comic book toys ever.
Those are great.
And if you put
DC
those versus the DC...
tried to sort of do that.
With the DC Select, and they were... They just weren't...
They DC Select had a better option for what the...
Oh, in all seriousness, you know what I liked about the DC toys?
What's that?
Was not being able to get a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Man. God damn.
Now,
it.
I will say the one thing
that's
that DC...
That's probably why I don't have a girlfriend.
The DC toys did have going for them that they would do runs of toys for particular artists.
Yeah.
Which is something I never saw
well,
Marvel really do.
Also, when I was a kid... Oh, man, this is tough, though, because I remember the Super Friends line of toys coming out being the shit. Where, like,
they were awesome.
And they all had action. Like, the Flash, you'd squeeze his arms together and his legs would go...
Yep.
Zip, yeah.
Zip, zip.
I remember that.
Batman, Joker had a big hammer.
And you could wind Aquaman and he would swim.
You know, so they...
Those are pretty cool.
And it wasn't a while until Marvel really had anything to fucking deal with. They had those big... Like 12-inch Hulk,
like the old G.I. Joe looking thing.
Yeah, but you can't. Okay, but
you could pull the head off those.
Overall, I'm gonna damn it. I'm gonna say Marvel.
Me too. I'm gonna give that one to Marvel.
I'll let you guys decide that one.
Yeah,
I'll stay out of it.
Is this the first actual toy discussion that's happened on the podcast?
No.
I know it's been asked every time, but has there ever actually been any?
Oh no, well, I had a lot of Star Wars toys.
Okay,
yeah, he has a lot. This guy likes toys.
I love toys, but I got
he's got a joke about toys.
I do.
Yeah, Toy Story. What if you're what if
your
sex
toys adult
toys
came to life at night?
That'd be weird, right? This lady knows what I'm talking about.
Thank goodness they keep on making sequels.
I know. I mean, that joke's fresh again right now.
Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah.
Steamy.
Which is more often...
Cooter.
More often tattooed.
DC.
Okay. Because
fucking
got
rednecks
logos.
Love that stupid Superman ass.
Yeah, you're right.
And I hate that they stole it. Like
Shaq?
The rednecks, thing. Like... When you have the S with barbed wire, like it's in every fucking tattoo book ever. It's just, it's depressing.
Right next to the rebel flag.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, DC. I'm going to go with DC.
Mm-hmm.
Better settings. And I mean that as in Marvel takes place in real places like New York City. And DC is in fake places like Metropolis and Gotham.
Star City, Central
you
City.
Scared?
Right, Smallville.
Yeah.
who's huffing
Sean
in the mic?
Is.
I'm not. Huffing?
Somebody is doing this.
He did that.
I did it one time because you were doing it.
You're doing it to make fun of you. You don't have headphones. You don't know what you're doing.
Am I not supposed to breathe at all?
I'm just not.
Die. I want to watch Die right now.
Is this better?
He's turning blue.
Can you hear me?
I like DC
now?
Because if you're not dealing in the real world, you can make up whatever you want. There's
yeah,
no limits.
Right. No one can be like, what? Well, there's no fucking thing in the middle of Gotham. Like
you
that,
can't
you know?
Get from New York to Baltimore that quick. That's stupid.
Yeah. Nothing should ever be set in Baltimore.
The Wire.
DC wins that one. DC wins that one. Yeah. Okay. Which would you rather exist in? I'm not even going to discuss it.
Yeah.
Which would you rather exist in as a human or a superhuman? In a
superhuman.
DC world or
superhuman?
Good point.
Probably DC. There's a lot of hate in the Marvel universe. There's the whole mutant war and stuff.
Yeah, it's
there's...
like you can't do anything. They're trying to make it so fucking dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing? All right, we'll wrap it up.
I didn't say anything.
Battle of the Multiverse.
Boop, boop, boop.
DC Universe versus Marvel Universe. Who would win?
Capcom.
To the last man.
Capcom.
Fight. Capcom. Baron Von, whatever the... Who the fuck
Baron
is
Von Raske.
Capcom? Yeah.
Baron Von Underpipe. I don't know.
Baron Von, your mama.
There's
wow.
A fucking, there's a big rift in the space-time continuum, which I know they've
Marvel,
done some crossover.
They have. They
Marvel.
Did the,
wait,
they
which
did the
one's
JLA
Swamp Thing?
Versus Avengers book, Kurt Busiek.
Yeah.
What's Swamp Thing?
Swamp Thing is DC.
He's DC.
Swamp Thing.
Okay, yeah. DC would win then.
I think DC wins.
Yeah?
I think DC would beat
they have
Marvel.
Swamp Thing and
Superman
and Martian Manhunter.
Well, yeah.
You can't even fight that.
You can't fight Martian Manhunter.
What's Iron Man going to do? Just crumble.
All right, well, which is better?
I've got to come up with
DC. I think we figured out, guys. DC is... I thought Marvel at first.
Well, we flipped it.
It was sort of like with the girl, which has hotter girls. We kind of turned around at the end.
Hotter girls? I go DC.
I think DC. All
right. John?
Yep.
DC?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, DC all around, everybody.
All right.
Hey, guys, stay tuned for a very special.
Happy birthday, Gary. No.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Chicken Chow Mein from Berserk.
The new single is about to drop from
Chicken Chow Mein.
The new Berserk.
It's coming out right now.
Glass Half Setting. Meatballs.
Glass Half Meatballs. CD Baby.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Bye.
This is Walter and George and Todd. We heard you talking here. I didn't know you talked to yourself.
Now, a commercial break. Great Gotham City, said Batman. That's a movie, I mean Robin, something like that. Or the Joker. Now back to our show. Now back to our program. Now back to our show. Program show. The monster. And no kids don't go to no kids, please. Jizz. Jizz. No jizz. Jizz.
What you mean you hold on to that music?